Good morning. It's 31st of March. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 23. I shall read to you from Brother Melva Purkis as we move with the Lord Jesus to his crucifixion. I read. They had taken off the blood-soaked robe of purple. His own familiar garments were clinging to his raw flesh as they led him out, bowed under his cross. Two criminals had joined him, groaning under the weight of their grim burdens. It was about 10 in the morning, and the whole city was astir. Roman soldiers in glittering armour forced a way through the milling crowds. They led him through the city gate towards Golgotha. He staggered under his load. Exhausted by lack of food and sleep, and by the agony of the heavy wood on his butchered flesh, he sank to the ground. The soldiers untied the cords that bound the cross to his back. Simon of Cyrene had probably never heard of Jesus of Nazareth, but he never forgot that laboured walk to Calvary. There is every reason to believe that he continued to bear that cross for the rest of his life, and that his two sons also became Christians. There was pity as well as hatred. A great company, mostly women, wailed and lamented. Their cries reached him above the agony of his body. His own suffering was forgotten in his anticipation of theirs. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. The awful moment came when the procession halted and the crosses were lowered to the ground. The searing pain of nails in hands and feet, the jolt as the uprights fell into the appointed holes, the torture of overcharged veins taking the weight of the sagging body, the excruciating anguish of every movement, the thirst growing more intolerable every minute. Above him they nailed a board with the triple-tongued inscription, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." The chief priests were not yet content. They must lift the cup of triumph again and again to their cruel lips. They must gloat and rave and taunt. "He saved others," they cried. "Let him save himself. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Wave after wave of sin and hatred flowed up to him on the cross. His love fought its last battle and prevailed. Hanging on a cross, he vindicated his promise to his disciples, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." His love poured forth to meet this hate. "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." The earth shuddered at the death of Jesus Christ. The rocks were rent, the buildings of Jerusalem trembled. In the temple that was no longer the house of God, a heavy veil that separated the holy place from the sanctuary was rent from the top to the bottom. Graves were opened, and 3 days later, long-dead saints were seen in the city. The centurion in charge of the Roman soldiers, gathered under each cross, had watched the closing scene. He had doubtless seen many such dreadful sights, but he had never seen a man die like this. And now, as the earth trembled under him, and the shattered rocks hurtled down the hillsides, he turned his eyes to the darkened sky. Truly, this was the Son of God. A rich man came to Pilate, begging the body of Jesus. Joseph of Arimathea had not been summoned to the council. He was known to be a secret disciple. He was a good man and waited for the kingdom of God. Nicodemus joined him. Their fatal nervousness had robbed them of their opportunity of serving the living Christ, but they have earned our love and gratitude for their tender concern for his body. Slowly the cross was lowered, the cruel nails were drawn out, the body was wrapped reverently in a white linen cloth and carried to the garden tomb. There it was more carefully prepared with myrrh and aloes. Gently they laid him to rest. Thank you for listening.